Now, isn't the book irrelevant at this point? Because we all know, I watched Mitt Romney on television last night. Barack Obama is single-handedly responsible for our economic problems. It all started when he was elected.
It is amazing how American politics works. It's almost as though somebody had programmed Americans so that every time there's an economic problem or crisis, whether it's a plant shutting down or prices zooming up or whatever it is, we always as a nation seem to do something peculiar. We don't get angry at the actual people who do the damage to us.
Yeah.
For example, we lose our jobs. Over the last 5 years, roughly 8 to 9 million people lost their jobs, were fired. The overwhelming majority, in excess of 90% of those people, were fired by a private employer. Do we see a big upsurge of American anger at private employers for doing such a hurtful thing to all those people? No. We jump right over the private employer and blame the government. Likewise, over 90% of the people thrown out of their homes, rendered homeless through the foreclosure. Those foreclosures are legal procedures initiated mostly by private banks. And do we get angry at the private bank? No. We jump right over them and again blame the politicians. And they all do it to each other. You know, President Obama, to be fair, came into office in 2008 because he effectively linked the Republicans and George Bush, the president then, to the terrible crisis that was just sweeping across the nation. And I suspect the Republicans are gleefully trying to do the same thing back to him. It's a little silly. The president of the United States, that does not have all that much economic power, to blame him all the time, not only misses who the real problems, where the problems really come from, but ends up reinforcing this sad tendency of Americans to think that they ought to blame politicians, probably because they're afraid to confront who the problem really is.